Well, the board's been working very hard, and they've been drawing plans in open session, open work sessions attended by the public.
Redistricting maps are proposed. Local boroughs join forces to support an option. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more up next. The draft maps are done. Redistricting board members meeting in Anchorage drew up preliminary plans for the redrawing of legislative boundaries around the state. For more on how Southeast Alaska is split up in the board's proposed maps, we go to Matt Miller in Juneau.
Redistricting Board Executive Director Ron Miller says the board earlier this week directed staff to incorporate various regional concepts into a set of statewide plans. They also had to determine Senate pairings, or how two House districts are matched up to each Senate seat. The board finished that work Wednesday evening, one day before their deadline.
Well, the board's been working very hard, and they've been drawing plans in open session, open work sessions attended by the public. Some of the board members have worked individually and looking at different regions of the state, and then they have brought their proposals to the full board. The board has talked about those and made some adjustments and then worked on regional plans as a full board. The process has been very open, very frank discussions. Everything's on the record. It's the process that was intended when the Constitution was amended in 98 to create this board.
The redistricting board had only a month to come up with a draft plan or plans once the U.S. Census Bureau released figures for Alaska.
And then we have another 60 days to adopt the final plan.
That includes taking comments and public hearings around the state. You can check out the board's draft maps at www.akredistricting.org. Miller says they're also publishing all the suggested plans they've received from interest groups and municipalities. The board will not endorse any of those plans, but Alaskans can still comment on them. One of the board's draft maps for Southeast appears to have Skagway, Haines, and Northern Juneau in one House district. Downtown Juneau with Tenneke Springs and Gustavus in another district. Yakutat, Hoonah, Sitka, and most of Prince of Wales Island in a third. And Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan in a fourth district. An alternate draft map has Skagway, Haines, and Northern Juneau in one House district, Gustavus, Downtown Juneau, Tenneke Springs, and Petersburg in another, Yakutat, Hoonah, Sitka, and Metlakatla in a third, and Wrangell, Northeastern Prince of Wales, and Ketchikan in a fourth district. There are also two different variations of the first Southeast map depending on how House districts are paired up for a Senate seat. For example, one option appears to have a Valdez and Cordova House District paired up with Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan. Another has Kodiak Island paired up with Ketchikan. Each of the plans set up a scenario in which at least two incumbent Southeast lawmakers would be running against each other during the next election. Public hearings on the draft plans scheduled for Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau Monday through Wednesday. Then, starting Thursday, April 21st, board members will split up into teams of two to hold hearings in rural communities around the state until May 6th. Specific locations, times, and dates still to be determined. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.
But more importantly, on a local level, Haines and Skagway assemblies passed a joint resolution in recent weeks urging the redistricting board to adopt a map for Southeast Alaska similar to the one proposed by Alaskans for Fair and Equitable Redistricting. That map, which is also on the board's website, maintains the two communities in a House district that is a relatively integrated socioeconomic area with other similar communities and villages of similar size in Southeast. That plan is one of six private plans that the redistricting board is not endorsing, but is taking comment on. The others that are outside the board's two proposed plans are by Alaskans for Fair Redistricting, the Democratic Party's Rights Coalition, City and Borough of Juneau, Bristol Bay Borough, and the City of Valdez. The joint resolution further expresses that the boroughs do not want to be part of a district with a much bigger community like Juneau, and that the maps they support keeps the percentage of Southeast Alaskan Native minority influence in a district that protects Native voting rights in the region. Stay tuned to KHNS future newscasts for more on the proposed redistricting maps and the redistricting board's plans to gather comments from rural communities. strike changing your tires from your to-do list, you have another few weeks before your winter studded tires are unlawful. The Department of Public Safety Commissioner issued an order to extend the studded tire deadline on Alaska roads from April 15th to May 1st. The extension to the studded tire season is due to poor road conditions and adverse weather patterns that are projected for the near future. Those driving with studded tires after the May 1st deadline could be issued a $50 citation by an Alaska State Trooper, or more depending on municipal law. Only a few more days to celebrate National Library Week. And honoring the annual designation is as good for library patrons as it is for the librarians they turn to. Because in Haines, it's also known as...
Fine Forgiveness Week. I just forgave someone yesterday, I don't know, $45. You know, we forgive a lot.
Barb Blood does a lot of things at the Haines Library, like she oversees interlibrary loans, assists the director, and works with the many volunteers who help keep the library open later.
That's unusual, you know. A lot of other libraries, like when I visit my kids in either Fairbanks or Sitka, they don't use volunteers to keep the library open like we do. The only way we can keep our library open in the evenings is because of our volunteers. So we have more than 100 volunteers that do everything from cover books, shovel snow, weed the gardens, you know, read to kids. Volunteers do lots of different things besides cover the desk.
That's about 100 volunteers who put in just over 3,000 hours of volunteer time last year. That includes the 30 to 40 people who keep up weekly operations, plus the many more who help with seasonal events.
Yeah, we wanted to just emphasize how much we appreciate our volunteers and want people to come in and get their fines forgiven so they can check out more materials.
Twice a year, the Haines Library excuses fines for kids at the beginning of the school year and this week.
So we do this week for people, and people come in and take advantage of it, and other people still want to pay their fines, and other people will have their fines forgiven, but then they'll join the Friends of the Library. So people are always very generous to the library.
The theme for National Library Week in all 50 states is Create Your Own Story. A handful of local libraries in Skagway, Clockwan, and Haines have activities that help you do just that.
So we encourage people to come in and be a part of whatever programs we have. We have photography classes, and of course the Community Matters has been real popular. And for kids after school, what's been really fun, there's been a video club, a film club. They've been making their own films recently. We've seen one of the ones they just made. It was pretty clever.
National Library Weekend Saturday. Haines Library is forgiving fines until the close of business Friday. This month, the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center in Haines opened a gallery to local residents, asking them to picture Haines.
Right, that's the theme, picturing Haines.
Jerry Clark is the museum director and one of the organizers behind the first annual Open Invitational Photo Exhibit, which called on normal, everyday photographers to submit their own photos to their own museum.
Karen and I have been talking about a community exhibit for a long time, since she started, and we just decided that, I can't remember which one of us came up with the idea first, but we've had a lot of photographers apply for the six-week spotlight, and we only have one each season, and they're all very good, so we decided we'd just open it and invite everybody, and that way we can exhibit a lot of people from the community and not just one person at a time.
A little more than a dozen folks did share their photos of Haines. Some are just for fun. Others are quite professional. All are no bigger than 15 by 15 inches and are hanging around the Elizabeth Hackinen Gallery. We took a quick audio tour of the show, but you'll have to visit the museum to fill in the visual blanks.
I was very happy. It's a little small, but it's our first one, and I think the word is kind of getting around.
So let's go out and see what we got here. And this is Doris.
Yeah, that's a coyote that wanders around her yard. Some of them are professional, some of them are snapshots, but they're all very interesting. They're grouped kind of in topic where they match.
So we have some wildlife here, and more wildlife. There's
That's in the Chilkoot River.
Okay, a couple of bear shots.
Is that at our picnic
mm-hmm.
this summer?
Yeah.
Our 100th anniversary celebration, picnic street and street dance.
What is that?
That's the apple tree in front of the museum.
Is it the Presbyterian Church?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh, from Front Street.
Oh my gosh, that is so cute.
Yeah, these are Ron Horn, and Ron actually is doing a six-week spotlight. He's our third one, so he'll be at the end of the summer.
Oh my gosh, they're so white and cute.
It's on the ground.
Allie had a rainbow shot. Nice. Mm-hmm. Some icicles.
That's the way it looks some days, though. The sun shining on the water. Yeah, it's Haynes Brewery in a mud puddle. Whoa. The reflection.
I think that is in front of, near the Taj Mahal.
Is
I
it?
I think, if I remember right.
But it has an object from Haynes in it. And that monkey is viewing it.
He's like looking down into it, huh?
Where's the bear? We decided to start our 6-week spotlights with a community show and honor all of our Haynes artists and photographers who are artists and just have a fun time.
God, that looks delicious.
Two interesting looking mushrooms. Yeah,
that's someone's sailboat out there.
Very cool shot. Look down at the blasting the mountainside. Well, I guess people better come in and look at it and see for themselves.
The exhibit runs through April 30th, at which time the 6-week spotlight is back. The Sheldon Show features artists who live in the Chilkat Valley. The first show opens May 6th with Tamsin Cassidy and Joe Parnell. This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS News. Stay in touch when you're out of town. Just visit khns.org. There, you can keep up to date with news and events until you're back home.